What's up, everybody? Let's talk. Get straight to it. No need for introduction. We are having a agreement or disagreement.
A disagreement.
Of whose cereal is better. My debate. Choice. My choice is...
Sludgy cereal.
It is Cocoa Pebbles and Fruity Pebbles. And
first of all, I didn't say anything about Fruity Pebbles. I don't have a problem with Fruity Pebbles. They still get sludgy, but I don't have a problem.
Listen to me. Then whatever. Cocoa Pebbles.
No.
Are way Pups. Better than Cocoa Puffs.
I just really... Fruity Pebbles is like the last cereal that I want to eat. Because that shit gets so sludgy. Like,
get your facts right, lady. Fruity Pebbles or Cocoa Pebbles? Look at you. You can't eat the victory. The victory's making you sleepy.
Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah. Like, why? Okay, I'm going to give you the floor. Why do you think Cocoa Puffs are better than Fruity Pebbles?
Because they're better. They stay harder longer, okay? They stay harder longer, and they make the milk chocolate at the end. And who doesn't like chocolate balls?
Pause. First of all. Okay. Obviously, you have some kind of infatuation
first
with...
First of all, Cocoa Puffs also... When you get a really fresh bowl of cereal, I could eat a whole damn bag myself.
You really gotta let go of that bag of Cocoa Puffs.
Oh
that
my
we got
god,
from
that
BJ's.
Was the freshest.
That was just the one bag, okay?
Freshest box of Cocoa Puffs
but when
I
you,
have ever had.
But when you look
oh
at.
Oh my god,
when you
it was
look
so
at
good.
Cocoa Pebbles, Chocolate Pebbles. First of all, you get a bowl full.
Don't get a bowl full because then it's going to be mushy.
And you know why I get mushy? Because people play with their food. We're adults. You need to, even children. Pour the milk, then the cereal, then eat the cereal. I know what I said. Yes, I like to pour my milk before I pour my cereal because I don't like when cereal hits the bowl and make noise.
Okay.
Is it a problem?
Yeah. So you're saying weirdos eat Cocoa Pebbles and Fruity Pebbles, and you're saying sane people eat Cocoa Puffs.
No.
I got you.
No. Uh-huh. There's nothing wrong with pouring your milk before you pour your cereal.
Uh-huh. That's just like that one dude that says he catches his shit in his hands, okay?
Okay, that's disgusting. We're talking about cocoa and chocolate.
And then that lady on that fucking YouTube video was like, everybody shits in the shower. How
there
do you
go.
Guys do yours?
See what happened when you see what happened when you like Cocoa Puffs? So you telling me that people who like Cocoa Puffs
no, first
are
of all,
infatuated with Dookie?
No.
Okay? Because you keep bringing up doo-doo when we talking about something that you eat in your mouth.
Well, I mean, you talk a lot of shit, so you should be used to it.
Listen to me. You're not going to win this, okay? You're not going to win this.
Oh, yeah.
I wish people could call in, because like...
Cocoa Puffs, man. Cocoa Puffs.
Cocoa Pebbles. And then Cocoa Pebbles got a sidekick. They got Fruity Pebbles. Well,
they got
well,
a
actually,
sidekick?
Actually, or? Fruity Pebbles got the sidekick, because Fruity Pebbles was first, then Cocoa Puffs. Then the Cocoa Pebbles came afterwards.
You know what you're saying? Cocoa Puffs, exactly, see?
No.
You're on my side,
not,
you just
I'm
don't
not,
realize
I'm not.
It.
Cocoa Puffs are weird.
I can
they
put
have
Cocoa
a bird.
Puffs in a bowl, and they stay... crispy the whole
right.
time.
Okay, you know what? Then let's talk about multifunction.
The pebbles, those freaking things get soggy after like just like a minute or
you
two.
You don't even, the thing is, you don't even need a lot of milk with it. That's why.
That's
you don't even need a lot of milk with
who
it.
Who the hell wants the Sahara Desert
it's like
cereal?
Chocolate oatmeal.
No.
It's who, like chocolate oatmeal.
Hold on, pause. Who wants Sahara Desert type of cereal, okay? If I want a good ratio of cereal to milk, that's why I have my special soup spoons that I eat cereal with. Because nobody wants dry-ass cereal. Wait, what's the point of having milk if you don't have a good milk-to-cereal ratio? Okay? A soup spoon has the beautiful little divot in the bottom. It makes like a little mini bowl. And when you scoop it, you get a nice ratio of cereal and a nice ratio of milk. And it tastes like you're eating actual food. Like real, like what you made in a bowl, you're eating it with every spoonful.
Okay, I'll let you talk. Can I get the floor real quick?
No.
Okay, first and foremost, your soup spoon. You know what that soup spoon
you
suits
know
better.
You know what I'm trying to say.
You know what that soup spoon suits better? Because Cocoa Puffs take up too much space.
No, they don't.
But Cocoa Pebbles.
Hold on.
Cocoa Pebbles, them little things, it's a decent amount in the spoon with the milk. You get a mouthful of that shit. And it's amazing.
That means you got to eat half of the bag of cereal for my, like, quarter of the bag of cereal and still get the same filling.
Nobody wants to crunch on a bunch of balls. Okay? Everybody wants to crunch on a bunch of balls. Like, it's weird. Okay?
I mean, if they're chocolate, it's good.
Okay? It gets weird. Like, say if you scoop up the cereal and you just happen to just get two Cocoa Puffs. It's either a black butt or two balls. Either way, it's nasty.
Either way, I don't care.
Okay? I like Cocoa Pebbles.
Big butts and I cannot lie. No, you other
ones, I like Cocoa Pebbles. I like because first and foremost, they do good in milk. They don't get soggy that quick. Okay.
Yes. Secondly, they do.
The crunch goes away.
They're like you can see through them. Like you can see the bubbles that were created when they were baked.
And the thing is, even down to the mascot, we got the best mascot. I still don't know what that bird is.
I don't care about mascots.
Okay.
Okay, I don't care about mascots.
He's a weird man bird who gets chased by children. Okay? That's weird.
I don't care.
And this cereal is a bunch of chocolate balls.
I don't care.
Sick.
Okay.
I bet you if Donald Trump would say, you know what cereal he'd choose?
Why are you bringing politics?
I'm just saying. I'm going to say, because your other boy...
First of all, don't fucking associate my name with any of that. Okay? All right? I didn't drink the fucking Kool-Aid, okay? For neither anybody, okay?
Listen, all right, we're not going to be put politics
in. Stay out
of
that.
We're not going to put politics in.
Yeah. Listen, Cocoa Puffs.
No.
Chocolate, crispy, crunchy cereal.
They both make chocolate milk.
Fruity Pebbles in
what
though?
Is the yes no right
it oh makes, so Fruity Pebbles no. makes chocolate milk
no because that means you throw it away
that means throw it away
no but the thing is though it gives you like some fruity colorful milk
like a
strawberry flavored milk
ew ugh.
Not to mention it's the Flintstones like you get to watch
listen
the Flintstones while eating their cereal.
Listen, first of all, it's not the Flintstone cereal, okay? Stop drinking the marketing tactic Kool-Aid, okay? You're drinking the Kool-Aid of a marketing tactic.
I'm not, Mr. Marketer. Right.
You definitely are. They literally used a cartoon that was popular. We're literally watching it and made everybody drink the freaking Flintstone Kool-Aid, okay?
Listen.
You.
It is the Flintstone cereal now.
It is not the Flintstones.
Because the thing is, whenever you think about Fruity Pebbles or Cocoa Pebbles, you're always going to say Flintstones.
Because they made that association through marketing.
And it was a good marketing tactic.
I don't give a fuck what the mascot is. As long as the cereal is crunchy, it stays crunchy and crispy while I'm eating the cereal.
Do me a favor.
And it makes chocolate milk.
While
we're
talking, look up the bird. I want to know what the bird is. Just help me with that.
What bird is
okay like help me with the bird I want to know what it is mascot. I know a bird it's that demon bird that you don't like
it's the mascot for Cocoa Puffs.
Mm-hmm.
You are totally fucking wrong and that's why you're a cuckoo bird.
Yes, then ain't no damn cuckoo bird.
Sunny the cuckoo bird. Cuckoo bird.
Well, Flintstones is still better.
And actually, the cuckoo bird would have been around at the same time like the Flintstones. So,
and you know what happened to the cuckoo bird if Fred and them would have found it?
They ate its eggs. Wilma made that all the time in the episodes.
Really?
Who actually is a Flint? Like, she made eggs and breakfast and stuff all the time.
So you get it then.
I love the Flintstones.
Welcome to the dark side.
Just because I love a cartoon doesn't mean I love the cereal that they tried to associate that it belongs to the cartoon.
You need to just stop this, okay?
You need to stop drinking a Kool-Aid. It's not the Flintstone cereal.
I drink chocolate milk. I don't need Kool-Aid.
No, it's not. Because if you eat the Fruity Pebbles, then it's not chocolate milk.
It's strawberry milk.
It is not strawberry milk.
Shut up. And it's good.
I don't like... Unless it's Cocoa Puffs, I don't drink milk for my cereal. The milk is just used to help me eat the cereal.
So you don't drink Cinnamon Toast Crunch? milk.
Yes, I will do that. I will fuck that Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Yeah.
And even, I love Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but Cocoa Pebbles and Fruit Pebbles are better than Cinnamon Toast Crunch, too.
Huh, blasphemous.
Okay. But you know what's better than both of those, though? Golden Grahams. Don't do that.
Ew, no. You can
do that. Honeycombs. Oh, my God. Don't. Come on, man.
Ew. You lost me. I'm done. No, not at all. Nope. Nope. Honeycombs? Ugh. What is wrong with
you? Hold up. Let me give you my first one.
What is wrong with you? Honeycombs?
Okay. Hold on.
Disgusting.
Golden Grahams, Apple Jacks, Fruity Pebbles, and Cocoa Pebbles. And I'm stuck between Honey Nut Cheerios and Frosted Flakes.
Bland. All bland. All bland.
What's your five?
First of all, my number one. My number one. Oops, All Berries Captain Crunch.
How dare you? Ain't even been around that long.
It doesn't fucking matter. Doesn't matter.
We ate these babies. Doesn't matter. Your catalog is longer than that.
I don't care.
You never had the Miss T cereal. Go ahead. Okay. Oops, All Berries.
I don't have a top five. I'm just going to name off cereal I like to eat.
Okay.
The Raisin Bran Crunch.
Come on, lady.
Uh-huh. Shut up. You're getting old, too. You're older than I am. What else do I like to eat?
You said Oops, All Berries.
Every once in a while, a classic bowl of nice cold milk with Honey Nut Cheerios.
It has a classic, but go ahead.
Because Honey Nut Cheerios is an old cereal.
That means that'd be classic.
Shut up.
All right, next cereal. Shut up. Next one.
I got to be in the mood to eat Frosted Flakes, because that shit gets soft, too. I don't like soft cereal. Soggy cereal is disgusting. Cinnamon Toast Crunch is up there. What else? Oh, you know this is going to be the plainest cereal that I eat, but it just tastes so fucking good in cold milk. Crispex.
You're wrong for that. But that shows you. You be. Yeah. That shows.
Okay, Mr. Wheaties. And bananas.
You know who was the spokesman for Wheaties? Jordan. Okay? Who'd spoken with Chris Betts?
So what are you?
My father was just pushing me towards health and torture at the same time. He thought he was doing the right thing. Okay? Wheaties and bananas are disgusting.
So hold on. I'm trying to think of cereal. Apple Jacks.
There you go.
Fruit Loops, definitely.
Okay.
The Apple Cinnamon Cheerios.
Never heard of those.
Ooh. Honey Smacks. I used to fuck up some Honey Smacks.
They're disgusting, but go ahead.
Oh, man. Honey Smacks.
They're disgusting.
They're just Fruity Pebbles just in a different form. It's all corn.
They're disgusting.
Honey Smacks are just puffed corn. Stupid Pebbles are just flat and crunchy.
They smell
dehydrated ones.
Is that Honey Smack? That's Sugar Bear, right?
Yeah.
Sugar Bear.
Huh?
Alright, I like him.
Yeah, he had a little sweet.
No, the one with the frog. That's what it was. The one with the frog.
There was one with the bear and the frog. Both of them were good.
Well, the one with the frog, that one smelled weird. I don't know. I didn't like that one too much. It wasn't on point.
Honey Smacks was the frog, man.
I haven't heard you not
Frosted
once.
Mini Wheats. I like them.
Ooh, peanut butter crunch.
Corn Pops.
Corn Pops has it. I love their commercials. Got to handle Pops.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm going to go in here. Cookie Crisp is the shit.
Indeed.
Cookie Crisp is the shit. Of course, Lucky Charms, Trix.
You got to be careful with those, though.
What? Trix?
Yeah.
Why?
Because if you're an adult, you might get your ass beat. You seen what happened on Ted?
I don't pay that.
He was like, so if I get these, we say so far. It says, ooh, these tricks
you
are
know
for
what?
Children.
This is another kind of bland cereal, but it's so good with cold milk. Life cereal is good. I do like special.
Sugar.
I do like Special K too. Well, each piece of Life cereal you know has a little granule of sugar in it.
Really?
You never paid that attention? I used to bite them apart and look inside.
I never did that. Was water on the Life cereal?
One cereal I never wanted to try because it looks disgusting is that, you know, I don't like things with filling in them.
I love it. And I never got to try those. Was it Crave?
Yeah, Crave.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like things with filling in them. Well, see, they don't taste the same, but like the blueberry and the frankenberry cereal, they don't taste the same. It tastes like fucking cardboard.
Reese's Puffs are pretty good.
Disgusting.
Excuse me?
You can have that. Rice Krispies.
I've seen you eat Reese's Puffs.
No. No, you haven't. Not unless I'm desperate.
Oh, you haven't got your hatred of peanut butter.
Ugh. What in the fuck? I just searched something. This is a prank cereal. It's called Shrimp Smacks.
We gotta stop that. We gotta stop what we're doing. That's ugh.
Prank cereal box.
Reese's Puffs are good. How dare you say they're disgusting. Reese's Puffs. Was that Captain Peanut Butter Crunch?
Ugh. Ugh.
My father loved it.
Golden Crisp was the bear, by the way.
So who was Sugar Smacks?
Honey Smacks was the frog, man. We already had this discussion. You don't listen. It's fine.
I like that one better. I do.
What is it? I do like granola cereal, too.
See, you like every cereal. Like, at least five cereals.
Rabbit food.
No, no. At least five cereals you name definitely would definitely make you shit.
Who cares?
Like, especially,
it's got fiber in it. That's the point.
Yeah, like Raisin Bran Crunch.
Honey Bunches of Oats can
go to hell. Who picked the raisins out of Raisin Bran Crunch?
Your mom?
Yeah.
Bunches of Oats can go to hell.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Yes, my mother buys Raisin Bran Crunch and picks out the raisins. Because she likes the taste that the raisins leave on the flakes.
Golden Grahams are alright, man, but I don't like this cereal. I really don't like this cereal. Oh, Kix. Kix is a classic. The Kix berry one is really good.
Kix are for kids.
I don't give a shit.
Well, the Trix are for kids.
Trix are for kids, but they also promoted Kix to kids, too.
Gotcha. Choosy Moms Choose Kix? No. No, Choosy Moms Choose Jif, right? They chose Jif.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're fucking up.
I mean, Cheesy Moms can choose Kix, though. They should have chose Kix.
You like different, you haven't eaten in a while, but you do like different brands of the Chex Mix cereal.
Yeah, they got a...
The honey one wasn't too bad.
The honey one is actually really good. That,
That Puffin cereal?
Mm-mm. Well, Puffin cereal.
Mm-mm. That's... My mom bought that before. That shit tastes nasty.
And then
it's just so nasty.
They started coming out with like the Little Debbie Oatmeal Pie cereal. That can go to hell. They came out with some Sour Patch Kids cereal. That can go to hell. That shit
was so disgusting.
That shit should be illegal.
That shit was so disgusting.
Because you brought home like five different boxes
of
shit.
Yeah, we tried different ones, yeah.
All that should be illegal.
Gross.
What else was it? It was Sour Patch. It was the Oatmeal Pie. Oh, man. It was something else.
I've never seen this cereal.
The Oreo cookie one was not great.
I've never seen this cereal a day in my life. Five discontinued cereals that should make comeback. Who the hell is eating a box of Freakies?
Freakies? Oh, man. You can play with that. You go to the store.
It literally is freaky. Which one
we get from the store? Get freaky. I can't help it. But you got to just make it sound funny, though.
I never heard of a cereal.
Freakies.
Never heard of cereal before. They basically look like weird... Honey Nut Cheerios.
Maybe it's Canadian.
I don't know. Quake? I don't know who the fuck that is either.
That's definitely Canadian.
Never seen a cereal Canadian. Either.
He looks French.
What's the other ones? How's it going to say five and only show me two? What the fuck is that about? Today's show? What you got going on here?
Are they lying?
I don't know. Oh, it says five, but it only shows two. It literally shows just that two. What's going on?
You know, it's funny. I was thinking about it. This is off subject, but you...
What's your face?
No, like... Would your hand break out if you caught your shit with your hand?
The Chips Ahoy Nutter Butter cereals, they were disgusting. I'm not entertaining.
I'm just saying, right?
You're disgusting.
Because like, because you always bring it up, so you're making
me
wonder.
Why am I having a hard time remembering what the fuck this cereal is? What cereal is that? It's Trix, right?
Yeah.
Why doesn't it... No, because...
Silly Rabbit.
I thought... Didn't they used to be in a ball?
Trix had went through so many different transformations.
Yeah.
That's Transformer cereal.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm saying it transforms a lot. They went through a lot. Like, Trix is definitely...
Yeah, because they used to be like balls. You know what I think...
Like balls?
Really,
what'd you say?
They used to be ball-shaped.
Oh.
You know what I think is really stupid? They came out with this new thing now where it's Trix minis, or like mini cereal, mini size cereal. Nobody want that shit. You did buy a box of that shit.
The Reese Puffs.
Don't nobody want that shit.
They were like, good.
You gotta eat double the amount.
But they were bite sized though. Reese Puffs taste better smaller.
Cereal is already bite sized, man.
They taste better smaller.
You sound ridiculous. Ridiculous.
They taste, because you got to think, like, if you, now granted, look, so if you took Cocoa Puffs and you made them bite-sized, then you might have a chance.
No. I just want my normal-sized cereal. I just want normal-sized cereal.
Maybe we can talk about the best breakfast food next time. I mean, I know we'll win, but still.
Please. What would win?
Lego my ego.
Waffles?
Yeah. You don't have nothing that can top it. Cause you can eat eggs by themselves. Nobody can eat eggs by themselves. You have to have eggs with something. Nobody can eat eggs by themselves.
You can eat eggs by yourself. No ketchup on them.
You can sit with what on them?
Ketchup.
You know what? My mother used to eat that, and I did eat ketchup on eggs. Because it's nasty.
It's not nasty. You just said it was good.
It's not.
It is good.
Now, if you mix eggs and potatoes.
Get the fuck out of here. You're gone.
Eggs, potatoes,
get out of here,
and a sausage.
With your fucking potatoes.
You know what, fans? Uh-huh. I love potatoes, and I'm going to tell you
Too much. You know. To where it makes you gag because you cook so many.
Because, like...
You cook too many.
I don't.
Yeah, you do.
I do, and I put tuna fish, and I put string beans with them.
That's so disgusting.
And it's just... It's right.
So gross.
Like, in the Great Depression, all they had was potatoes, right?
Well, I guess I would have been a very skinny person.
Now, hold on. No, the potato famine. What was that? That was in Ireland, right? Mm-hmm. Didn't the queen do that?
I don't know. I would have to look up the history.
Yeah.
I told you, I didn't start getting into history until I got older.
Potatoes have the business when you do it right.
There was only really three subjects. Hold on. There's only three subjects that I really like learning about in history. But after so many years, it started just to fucking repeat itself. The Holocaust, slavery, and the Salem witch trials.
Indeed. You know what used to upset me about history growing up? Growing up in black schools. Now, granted, I had no problem with Dr. King. I love what he did. Thought he was an amazing person.
Going off subject. We were talking about cereals.
You know how we do, man. Breakfast. We zigzag.
Cereals and breakfast.
Right.
Cereals and breakfast.
What breakfast do you think Abraham Lincoln ate?
I feel like there is a cereal that I was missing in our list of cereals.
Grits. That's another good breakfast.
That is not a cereal.
But it's a good breakfast, though.
It's not a cereal.
It's a breakfast. It's
not a cereal.
And, of course, y'all know the best way to eat grits. With cheese.
No.
Ugh. Salt and pepper.
Disgusting.
Yes.
No.
Sea salt.
Butter. Cinnamon and sugar.
That's that savory shit. There you go.
No. You eat them savory, fool. I eat them sweet.
No.
Yes, you do. You put salt and pepper and cheese and butter. That is savory.
Really?
Mine is sweet. Cinnamon, sugar, and butter.
Oh, well, then savory is better. Excuse me. Oh, so
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I do. But, okay, so now I know.
So, Lincoln rarely ate breakfast, to answer your question. This is according to... I don't even know how you say this. Who is this?
I'm going to give it a try.
UWExtension.org. UWYOExtension.org. I don't know how reliable this is, but whatever. It's the first thing in Google search. Lincoln rarely ate breakfast, usually getting right to task of his day. If he did eat breakfast, he would eat. What do you think he ate?
Oh, man. Let me see. If Lincoln ate breakfast, what did Lincoln eat?
What do you think?
Quaker Oats? No,
pretty bland. Pretty bland.
Oh God, Lincoln ate grits.
No.
What
do you think he drank?
Milk.
Ugh. Well, what's your guess?
I'm gonna go with milk. He drank milk. And he probably ate like Primo Wheato porridge or something.
He ate an egg, a piece of toast, and coffee. As for lunch, Lincoln often dined on a tray in his office so that he could continue working.
Okay.
An egg, a piece of toast, and coffee. And his coffee was probably black.
Do me a favor.
What am I doing?
I ain't gonna go crazy.
A person?
Yes. I want to know. I don't even think Gandhi ate breakfast, if he even ate. Let me think of a famous criminal. Charles Manson.
No,
Charles Manson? Okay.
What? Gandhi would eat 2 tablespoons full of wheat, 1 of peas, 1 of rice. So, peas. 2 of sultanas, about 20 small nuts, 2 oranges, and a cup of cocoa for breakfast. He soaked the wheat, peas, and rice overnight, but did not cook them. You love rice. You think you could eat that?
Peas?
Wheat, peas, and rice overnight. He soaked them and didn't cook
wheat,
them.
Wheat, peas,
so
and rice.
So he ate them raw.
I hate wheat.
Yes.
Wheat is so big. Ugh.
Oh, my God.
I can do the peas and rice. Soak them overnight.
Raw? They'd be hard.
No, you soak them overnight, that means they're going to absorb the water.
Yeah, but they're not cooked. They're hard.
I still tried.
Ew.
Hold on, how did he die?
I don't know.
I'm just saying, because I want to set myself up for failure. I just don't want to set myself up for failure.
He was assassinated.
Somebody killed Gandhi?
It says assassinated by firearm.
Damn. What?
Pistol and fired 3 times at point blank range in Gandhi's chest, stomach, and groin. He died at 5:40 p.m., about half an hour after he was shot.
Was he the Dalai Lama? No, I don't think I was the Dalai Lama. I know they get chosen when they're like 12, though. Or something like that, yeah. I think Dalai Lama's. I could be wrong about
that. So Gandhi is from Hindu, the Dalai Lama and Thich Nhat Hanh are Buddhists.
Oh. Does it say how old the Dalai Lama's, how old they are when they get chosen?
Buddhism and Hinduism differ in terms of soul or Atma. What'd you say?
How old is the Dalai Lama when he gets chosen? Because I don't think it's a female Dalai Lama. It's always been a male. If I'm not mistaken. I didn't call you, buddy.
Okay.
Well, we got probably some sick shit. He gets chosen and gets circumcised.
Says the Dalai Lama would typically assume control at about the age of 20. But then it says something in Wikipedia about afterwards in 1939, at the age of 4, the Dalai Lama was taken in a procession of llamas to Lhasa. So he was 4.
That's kind of sick. I knew it.
Why would... I don't understand that. I mean, they looked at it as a great honor.
Yeah. Still weird. What do you want, a 4-year-old, you sick freaks?
Stop.
Who were his parents at?
They probably were happy.
Yeah.
I don't know. But they, I'm trying to think of what cereal. Listen.
I mean, you said a decent amount.
It was a cereal, but you... Like, your grits, like, with salt and pepper and shit. And that shit's disgusting. I tried. Remember when I tried that? You had some grits left over and I really wanted sweet. And I tried to mix it up like you, I make it.
Yeah, you destroyed them.
No, and it tasted like peppered cinnamon and sugar.
Yeah.
That shit was so gross.
It was bad. What else have you done? What else have you tried to decorate and just cause a catastrophe of intestinal?
Oh, because everything you make has been great.
No, it has not.
Especially your cornbread.
We really going there? That was a one-time thing. I made a mistake.
That shit was rock solid. You could kill people with them hockey pucks.
Wow.
I know I've done stuff.
Oh, yeah, you have.
Okay.
But I mean, you know, like your blueberry pancakes when you first tried them. You know, you used to eat blueberries. It was...
Oh.
They were runny.
They were still edible.
I mean, blueberries are edible. It's okay. I mean, the dough was done. They just wasn't friends.
They were blue, though. Naturally.
Indeed. All right, y'all. Thank God for listening. I know this was just kind of like out of nowhere, but you see how it started off, but yeah, I'm pretty sure we have ADHD, so we kind of went all over the place.
You went all over the place. I tried to stay on topic.
I never stay on topic. But it was a good conversation, though. I won.
Cocoa Puffs, you didn't.
Wow. You know what? Whatever.
You just said you won. So how is it wow when I throw?
Because I'm a hypocrite. Like, what? Duh.
Cocoa Puffs Infinity. Thank you. Thank you. Good night. In our family, ladies and gentlemen, when someone says infinity, you can't talk about it any longer. Thank you. Bow. Take a bow. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Have a good night.